Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Past Life Astrology. How Your Former Lives Influence Your Present by Judy Hall is a practical spirituality and astrology guide focused on karmic astrology, the tradition that links reincarnation and karma with the symbolism of the natal chart. Hall frames the birth chart as a map of repeating patterns that may have been carried forward across lifetimes, shaping tendencies, challenges, and relationship themes in the present. Rather than treating astrology as fixed fate, the book emphasizes karmic purpose, the idea that what seems predetermined can be understood as a curriculum for growth. A central aim is skill building. Readers are encouraged to calculate and interpret their own charts from a karmic perspective and to look for indicators of karmic credits and deficits, lessons, and strengths. The book also surveys broad karmic themes by sun sign and follows how those themes can show up through different stages of life, making it accessible to readers who want a structured way to connect spiritual ideas with chart interpretation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, karmic astrology is a framework for meaning, not fatalism. A defining topic in the book is how karmic astrology reinterprets life's apparent inevitabilities. Judy Hall presents karma and reincarnation as a lens for reading recurring themes in character, opportunity, and struggle, while resisting the notion that the chart locks anyone into a single outcome. In this approach, the birth chart functions less like a verdict and more like a syllabus. It can highlight what the soul is working on, what patterns have been overused, and what capacities are being developed now. This framing matters because many people come to past life material looking for certainty about who they were, yet Hall emphasizes practical value over dramatic claims. The question becomes how to live with greater awareness of motives, habits, and relational dynamics that repeat. By treating fate as the working out of karmic purpose, the reader is invited to shift from passive acceptance to conscious participation. The payoff is a structured way to reflect on why certain themes keep returning and how responsibility, choice, and growth can coexist with a spiritual view of continuity across lifetimes. Secondly, reading the natal chart from a karmic perspective, the book centers on teaching readers how to interpret their own birth chart specifically for karmic insights. Hall focuses on practical chart reading rather than presenting past life astrology as purely intuitive or dependent on a psychic reading. The emphasis is on identifying patterns that appear ingrained and long-standing, then considering how those patterns might relate to karmic lessons, strengths, or unfinished business. This includes looking at how multiple chart factors interact, encouraging readers to think in terms of themes rather than single symbols. The method is designed to be usable once a reader can calculate and understand the main components of the chart. They can begin to ask targeted questions about why certain challenges recur, where natural gifts feel familiar, or why particular fears or attractions arise. The purpose is not to produce unverifiable historical narratives, but to use astrological symbolism to support self-understanding. As a result, the chart becomes a tool for personal inquiry, helping readers connect spiritual beliefs about reincarnation with concrete interpretive steps they can apply repeatedly. Thirdly, types of karma and how patterns carry forward. Another important topic is the book's explanation of karma itself. Hall distinguishes different ways karma may operate and clarifies how karmic patterns can be carried into the current life. This provides readers with vocabulary for what they may already sense. Some challenges feel like consequences of prior choices, some feel like developmental assignments, and some feel like strengths earned through sustained effort. The idea of karmic credits and deficits helps communicate this balance-oriented view, where the soul arrives with both resources and responsibilities. By describing how souls reincarnate and how themes repeat, Hall aims to make reincarnation practical rather than abstract. For readers, the value lies in organizing experience. Instead of labeling everything as punishment or reward, karmic astrology can highlight cause and effect, habit and repetition, and the possibility of redirecting energy toward growth. This topic also supports the book's overall stance that awareness changes outcomes. If a pattern is recognized as karmic in nature, the reader can work with it more deliberately, using the chart as a guide to where effort and consciousness may be most fruitful. Fourthly, karmic themes within each sun sign. Hall includes sign-based discussion that explores karmic themes associated with each sun sign. This section functions as both an accessible entry point for newcomers and a way for more experienced readers to cross-reference chart interpretation with broad archetypal tendencies. The sign approach is not presented as a replacement for full chart analysis, but as a framework for recognizing recurrent motivations and life themes that may show up across relationships, work, and personal development. By treating each sign as carrying characteristic lessons and strengths, the book encourages readers to see personality not only as temperament but as an evolving set of capacities. In karmic terms, a sign can point toward what the soul is learning to express in balanced form and what it may need to release or refine, Because sun sign language is familiar to many readers, it provides a practical bridge into the more involved work of chart interpretation. The focus remains on application, how themes might appear in everyday life, and how awareness can help the reader respond with more intention rather than repeating automatic patterns. Lastly, applying karmic insights across life stages and relationships, the book also emphasizes how karmic themes are lived, not merely analyzed. Hall connects chart-based interpretation to the way karmic patterns can unfold from childhood through later life, and especially through relationships. This is where the approach becomes concrete, rather than seeking a definitive story about a past identity. Tweet: readers are encouraged to notice repeating dynamics such as familiar roles, persistent conflicts, and strong attractions or aversions. In karmic astrology, relationships can be understood as arenas where lessons are triggered and where growth is tested through intimacy, responsibility, and choice. Viewing life stages through this lens helps readers contextualize change. Certain periods may activate particular themes, inviting maturation or the resolution of old patterns. The benefit is a structured self-development tool that stays grounded in lived experience. When readers link karmic interpretation to daily decisions, boundaries, communication, and emotional habits, the material becomes actionable. This topic supports the book's overall practical promise that understanding karmic influences can help a person participate more consciously in their soul journey and make choices that create a brighter future rather than repeating the same cycle. In conclusion, past life astrology is best suited to readers who are curious about reincarnation and karma and who also want a hands-on way to work with astrology. It can serve as an entry point for people who know basic sun sign astrology and want to move toward natal chart interpretation. And it can also complement the interests of readers drawn to past life readings, regression, and spiritual healing. The practical benefit lies in its method. It encourages readers to calculate and interpret their own charts with a focus on recurring patterns, karmic lessons, and areas of strength, rather than relying on vague generalities. Intellectually, it offers a coherent framework for connecting spiritual ideas with symbolic analysis, helping readers think in themes such as purpose, responsibility, and growth. What makes the book stand out in the past life and astrology category is its emphasis on applicability and reader skill building. Many past life books focus on narrative recall or hypnotic techniques, while this one foregrounds the birth chart as a repeatable tool for reflection. Readers seeking a highly technical, advanced astrology manual may want additional sources, but for accessible karmic astrology grounded in chart work and personal development, Hall provides a clear and usable guide. If you would like to support Judy Hall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.